Oh, it's way more than language. Language is just a mechanic. It's just like saying is life is communication language. It's not language. Language is just what style of symbols you use to express what you actually intend.
So music is life, is what you're saying.
Music is a communication to me, which is life. To me, communication is life. There's nothing happens without communication. When you get up, even if you're alone in a room, you look at the wall, that's communication. You know?
Do you have a broader attitude towards communication than, let's say, you did 30, 40 years ago?
Yes, much
Talk more about so. How that evolved. It seems like you're using all the components that you ever used in your musical history at any given moment, and you could access any one of those, any of those things at any time, according to...
Yeah.
I get that sense.
Communication, L. Ron Hubbard researched communication in terms of the spirit. And his ideas helped me clarify what I experience in life as what communication is. That's why I use the term, because it's a cause distance effect. There's something intended, there's something put across a distance, there's something that's understood over there, and then reversed. There's something intended, put across a distance, understood over here. And not just with beings, not just with people, human beings, but with physical environments as well, with the universe around you. So where to me, that's what life is. If you're awake, and Joe Farrell wrote a tune called When You're Awake, as a funny, but when you're awake, that's what you do. You have your attention, which you put on things. And it's a mechanic. It's kind of a mechanical thing. You can get good at it. Like, you can practice that. Mm-hmm. You can get better at it if you understand its mechanics. So to me, communication forms everything. But it's the intention that's important, not the language. So the languages, there's hundreds of languages. And music also has a lot of different languages, actually. A lot of different symbols and a lot of different sounds and different agreements about the way music moves. Look at the difference between Indian music and jazz in terms of rhythm, for instance. Different language, you know.
But what's fascinating is that they can communicate with someone who understands both languages thoroughly enough. They can be, you know, they can form hybrids, and that's one of the things that I think you've done with your use of flamenco and your immersion in Afro-Cuban rhythms, and so all those you form many hybrids that you're able to communicate with at any moment.
It's a love for culture. Culture meaning not just highbrow things like that. Not that definition, but culture meaning the beauty. The beauty and aesthetics that gets created generation after generation when one generation gives to another. So you have Spanish culture and you have Indian culture and you have the various cultures of the human race. And of course, with our world now, as is often noticed, can't not notice it, is that because of travel and ways of communication, these different cultures are able to communicate with other cultures. So you have this ability to transcend language and always create something new. Mm-hmm. And that's what an artist is interested in, is creating a new message, creating some new game, creating something beautiful.